It has stood for 170 years, withstood a revolution and two world wars. It has long outlived the empress for which it was named and the empire she helped rule. But now the famous Sissi Palm in Vienna must lose its head, like so many royals. The tree, named after Austrian Empress Elizabeth, has grown too tall for its home in the Palm House of Vienna's Schönbrunn Palace Gardens. It must be chopped down before it breaks through the glass-paneled roof. Bethany Bell of the BBC has been following the story, and we have her on the line now. Hello there, Bethany Bell.
Hi.
So tell us the history of this fabulous tree. I understand that thousands of tourists come to see it every year, this Sissi Palm.
Yes, it's the centerpiece of what's believed to be the largest and one of certainly the most ornamental greenhouses in Europe. And the Sissi Palm has been the centerpiece of it for many years. In fact, it was the successor to another palm tree, which was named after another empress of Austria, Maria Theresia, which was the centerpiece from the time when the greenhouse was built in 1882. But right now, if you go, like many of those tourists, and you visit the place, you see that the palm is right up against the roof, 82 feet high, and it's sort of really banging against the glass, and if they leave it any longer, it's going to break right through.
Now, the Sissi Palm was named for the famous Empress Elizabeth of Austria-Hungary, and planted, we think, in 1838 and brought into the Palm House in the 1880s. Empress Elizabeth was a character, huh? She was sort of like the Princess Di of the day.
Very much so. She wrote poetry. She was believed to suffer from eating disorders, again, rather like Princess Diana. She rebelled very much against the very strict rules of the court. And she used to like spending time in the Mediterranean. She used to like escaping to Hungary. And in fact, legend has it that she was extremely fond of possibly even this palm tree, because it reminded her of the Mediterranean. Now, we're not quite sure how this palm tree came into the Habsburg collection, but it certainly belonged to the Habsburgs for a good 40 years before the greenhouse was built. So it's likely that the Empress Sissi knew it even in an earlier incarnation. And it became the centerpiece of the palm house after the Second World War, because a number of the palm trees didn't survive that period because it suffered bomb damage. But then this palm tree has been the centerpiece since the 1950s. But now, of course, it's getting just too tall.
Why can't they just prune it? Why do they have to chop it down? I mean, I'm starting to get sad they're going to chop this palm down.
Well, unfortunately, gardeners say that you can't cut back a genuine palm tree, that if you try and prune a palm tree, it's just going to die. So they say they have two terrible alternatives before them. Either that the glasshouse, this fantastic glasshouse, breaks, or they'll have to kill the tree. So the tree, unfortunately, is going. And the date for that is the 18th of February, so people have a very short time to go and pay their respects to the Sissi palm tree.
Bethany Bell is the BBC correspondent in Vienna. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Now, as devastating as the loss of the Sissi Palm will be for horticulturalists, it pales with the losses felt now by the French bank Société Générale. Bank officials gave new details today about the schemes of a low-level employee who managed to carry out fraudulent trades that cost the bank more than $7 billion. Jerome Kerviel used other people's computer access codes and falsified documents to enter fictitious trades. The bank won't rule out the possibility that he did have accomplices. Kerviel's lawyer says, incredibly, that his client did not profit from the schemes.